Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a mild evening across Israel. Temperatures are comfortable, making it a pleasant night to be outside in cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Here are today's headlines. First, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the nation about Iran and Operation Roaring Lion, with ongoing ceasefire talks between the United States and Iran in Islamabad. That's according to the Jerusalem Post, coming in just over 2 hours ago. Also, voices in Lebanon urge negotiations with Israel. Christian, Sunni, and Shiite leaders oppose Hezbollah's influence and seek a sovereign agreement. This is reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Also this hour, the IDF reports 1,400 Hezbollah terrorists killed and over 200 missile launchers destroyed. Secretary General Naim Qassem seeks to improve Hezbollah's standing after last year's Jerusalem-Beirut agreement, as reported by JNS. Separately, missiles were launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight. The IDF revealed striking over 18,000 bombs and hitting 4,000 targets during Operation Roaring Lion. Details from I-24 News. And finally, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls for a true peace pact with Lebanon. This comes from Al Arabiya English, posted just 23 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a recent post, emphasized that without attacking, Iran would already possess nuclear weapons. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, criticized the Eurovision Song Contest for selling Palestinian flags, suggesting they're being used to demonize Israel. He posted this 17 minutes ago. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's address. The Prime Minister highlighted Israel's strategic objectives against Iran and stressed the importance of ongoing negotiations in Islamabad. The speech comes amid heightened tensions and military operations, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. This could impact regional stability and international diplomatic efforts. Turning to Lebanon. Calls for negotiations with Israel reflect growing discontent with Hezbollah's dominance. Community leaders from various sects demand a shift towards a sovereign agreement, as detailed in Israel Hayom. This could reshape Lebanon's political landscape and influence regional alliances. Meanwhile, the IDF's report on Hezbollah casualties underscores the ongoing conflict's intensity. As noted by JNS, the destruction of missile launchers aims to weaken Hezbollah's military capabilities. This escalation impacts both military strategy and civilian safety in the region. On the economic front, first, investors are eyeing oil and bonds amid Trump's recent ultimatum. This reflects market sentiments at the start of New York trading, reported by Israel Hayom Business. Separately, a power shift at KKA, JNF, as Ayal Ostrinsky takes charge. The new chairman promises to end political turmoil and reform the influential organization, according to CTEC. And finally, Voltify, an Israeli startup, is set to transform freight rail with cost-effective electrification solutions. Following a $30 million seed round, they aim to revolutionize rail energy, as reported by Ynet Business. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.